Time now for this week's Africa Report. Dr. Mustafa Mehta, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Thank you for having me, Marana.
Give us an update on the progress or the lack of progress in Cabo Delgado.
Well, the situation in Cabo Delgado seems to be calming down. Seems, you know, to be there is a slowdown in rebel, you know, activities in that area, and thanks to joint SADC Rwanda operations, you know, going on there. I think to a larger extent, the operations are becoming effective. I think SADC and the armies, you know, that are in Cabo Delgado, plus the Rwanda, you know, army, their strategy seems to be working and actually, you know, being effective, because so far they're in control, and the enemy seems to be suffocated. They are getting hit from all corners. Like this last week, a joint Mozambican Defense Force and Lesotho Defense Force burst a group of rebels who had destroyed villages there, burnt villages, and killed, you know, people. They were burst and killed, and about five of them arrested. So, yeah, it seems like, you know, there is some progress, you know, in Cabo Delgado, and thanks, you know, to the joint efforts of all SADC countries plus Rwanda.
Give us an update on the upcoming Kenyan elections.
Well, the elections in Kenya have reached a pitch, you know, level now, and it seems like the elections in Kenya, they look peaceful. The elections in Kenya are peaceful, and also there is one thing that I wanted to comment on them. That it seems like the elections that are going on in Kenya this time are to do with bread and butter issues. It's not just simple politicking where, you know, people just vote for a political party, you know, but they are looking at real issues to do with the economy, issues to do with peace and security, issues to do with how to deal with, you know, corruption, which is endemic on the Kenyan, you know, in Kenya. So the political parties, I've seen, you know, a trend that they've set, and I wish, you know, many other countries in Africa would follow that. They are really not just going for politicking. It's to do with issues. And it is only when a country gets to that level of, you know, consciousness, political consciousness, that you vote for someone or a political party because of what they are able to offer. You do not just vote for a personality and say that, okay, I'm this party or I'm this party, and, you know, I will just, you know, vote anyway. But now it seems like, you know, these guys are tackling, you know, real issues that affect, you know, the electorate. And that is good. It shows that, you know, a country has matured politically, and people benefit from the political system, from the democracy, in the sense that, you know, it's to do with issues. So it's a very good precedent that the Kenyan elections this year have set, and I hope many countries in Africa would follow, you know, would follow that.
Very quickly, give us a rundown on the tension between Rwanda and the DRC.
That is a very worrying trend, really. You know, DRC has been in the hot spot for many, many, many years. And remember, there was a war that was fought there a couple of years ago, which pitted many African armies in that country. And it seems like, that animosity is still there. And the root cause of that is none other than the suspicions between these two countries, DRC and Rwanda. Rwanda suspecting DRC of harboring the former remnants of the former regime, the Hutus, who fled into the DRC rainforests, there, where they are hiding and launching attacks against Rwanda here and there. And, so that animosity needs to be, rooted, uprooted completely. And there should be some mechanisms that assurances, that should be made to both sides. Because also DRC is complaining about that Rwandan soldiers get into they are into that war, for natural resources that they find there, and they are looting also natural resources, whereas the other side accuses the other side of harboring terrorists. So the animosity is still going on there, and we hope the East African Community, SADC, and the African Union will be in a position to defuse, that and stop another serious war going on there. Because if it's not done immediately, it could spill out of control.
Dr. Mustafa, as always, thank you for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Malana.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was this week's Africa Report with Dr. Mustafa Mehta.